Cress, brother and sister, D.H., St. Helena, California, January 3, 1906. Dear brother and sister Cress, I thank the Lord for the privilege of being in my own good home, in a pleasant room with an open fireplace, with every provision for perfect ventilation. Urgent invitations are sent me to visit Washington, to attend an important meeting. Several are urging my presence. I would gladly attend these meetings, but a great work is before me, and I must keep at this work, for it is of great importance. This work is the bringing out of the warnings that have been given me for Dr. Kellogg, as he will present anything and everything possible to make of no effect the testimonies that the Lord has given me. I must do my part to meet the situation just now. I thought I would take this matter up before, but light came that Dr. Kellogg, united with his associates, was doing a special work. Their plans were being laid, and I was to allow them to make the first move, for then there would be a necessity to meet it, and I would be saved from much blame. After this light came, I said to my son, "I will heed this warning. I can see the force of it." In the visions of the night, I was in an assembly of the physicians, and I saw the work that was being planned. Then I said to my son, "I must get everything in readiness, for soon we shall see the necessity of having the armor on, ready for action." In that meeting, many things were said which I can and must meet. I must now work. And we did work. Letters copied from my diary were sent to Elders Daniels and Irwin, and they were prepared for the issue. You will see by the copies enclosed what took place in Battle Creek. I need not go over the same ground. We need to draw near to our Helper, the One who is infinite in wisdom. He is our minister and our great medical missionary, and He knows the straits through which His believers on this earth will pass. Therefore, I leave all in my Savior's hands. He is our Messiah. He has been tempted in all points like as we are tempted. Let us not forget that He had the tempter to meet, and that when He met him, He, our Savior, was bearing the likeness of humanity. He is our Restorer, the perfecter of His covenant with the human agencies who depend upon Him as their Prince and their Redeemer. Christ conquered as the sinless, unfallen, perfect man. As the Messiah, He has won the victory over the temptations of the enemy, making it possible for us to overcome as He overcame. We are to overcome in every encounter with the enemy. We are to be victors by becoming partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Each victory that He gained in His humanity makes it possible for us, through receiving and believing in Him, to gain the victory. As many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God. John 1, verse 12. Each victory that He gained in humanity secures for us its genuine fruits. Each assault of Satan overcome marks the occasion of a victory for humanity. I see and understand the royal victory that has been won in our behalf. The promises of God are very large and encouraging. Thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts for men, yea, for the rebellious, if they will humble their hearts before God, that He may dwell among them. The deliverance of the people of God and His mercies to them in past trials are to be called to mind as an assurance of that which, if we trust in God, He will do for us in present and future emergencies. Whatever may have been their experience, if they will surrender to God with full purpose of heart, with humility and contrition, He will receive them. To all who by faith receive Christ as their Savior, He will give power to become sons and daughters of God. They become partakers of the divine nature and fully realize His mercy and the grace of His Holy Spirit. But utter destruction is before the wicked unless they repent. Let our prayers ascend to God in all humility. Let us confess and forsake our sins with humble, contrite hearts. The Lord understands, for all secret things are known to Him. Not one mean action can be performed without God understanding. We need now to become close Bible students. Pray as you work. Let God arise. Let His enemies be scattered. Let those also that hate the Lord flee before Him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God, sing praises to His name. Extol Him that rideth upon the heavens by His name Jah, and rejoice before Him. A father of the fatherless, and a judge of the widows, is God in His holy habitation. Psalm 68, verse 1-5. Let every soul praise the Lord, and be thankful for all His mercy and His exceeding love. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth God. Psalm 50, verse 23. Let those who shall engage in the work of the Lord not bind themselves up to Battle Creek. There is need for the testimonies that have been coming, that those at Battle Creek should disconnect from the large gathering there. Satan will work in various ways to make of no effect the word of the Lord. This is what he is now doing. We cannot advise anyone to go to Battle Creek. For is not the voice of God's warning to be respected? I send you these few lines, and I say to you that the Lord will help you in your work. Throughout the Gospels, Christ made frequent reference to the great conflict that he had with Satan at the beginning of his ministry. He makes constant reference to Satan's kingdom as opposed to the kingdom of God. Let us be sure that we are on the Lord's side. May the Lord bless your family and all who are connected with you, is our prayer.